Well, if you're in Los Angeles or Phoenix today, bully for you, because in most parts of the country, it is so cold. It's 32 degrees in New Orleans, 25 in Atlanta, Georgia. Dozens of new daily low temperature records have already been set in New York, Iowa, Illinois. So far, the coldest temperature in this snap, congratulations, Embarrass, Minnesota, 45 degrees below zero. Meteorologist Dave Epstein from member station WBUR is with us on Skype. Dave, happy New Year, but it's a cold one. Where's this cold front coming from?
Well, basically, the jet stream's in a configuration that's allowing cold air, which is normally locked up in the Arctic, to kind of flop down into the United States. And as the winds, which are typically a little bit stronger around the poles, have slackened a little bit, it allows that cold air to kind of come down into the United States. I like to use the analogy of your washing machine in the spin cycle. When it's spinning really fast, the clothes are tight to the drum. That would be the cold air in a typical, what we'd call a negative Arctic oscillation. But when it goes positive, things slow down, everything flops like your clothes, and the cold air is also flopped into the United States.
Okay, so I'm picturing that. But people may be picturing, you know, their noses, their fingers, you know, frozen. This is serious weather we're talking about. In the Dakotas, Minnesota, wind chills as cold as minus 50 to 60 degrees. We hear it can give you frostbite on exposed skin in less than 10 minutes.
Right. In those places, it can. You know, if you wear the right clothing, you can still get outside and kind of do whatever you need to do. Warmest part of the day is generally between about 11:30 and 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So, you know, the saying, there's no bad weather, only bad clothing. There is a lot of great clothing out there now that can really allow you to, you know, do some cross-country skiing or snowshoeing or ice skating or any of those things. Just be smart.
And thank goodness for hand warmers. Taking a look again around the country, Glen Falls, New York, a daily record low temperature for the third day in a row, minus 21 degrees. The high temperature in Fargo, North Dakota, Saturday was 15 degrees below zero, the coldest temperature there since 2004. Look, there's been a lot of conversation about global warming because the president tweeted out that the eastern states, you know, maybe could use some of that global warming now. People replied, no, global warming means extremes. Is this just a weather pattern or is there something else going on here?
Well, you can't take an incident like this and sort of say this is an example of climate change. And it's better to use the term climate change rather than global warming, because right, climate change is a changing climate and it accounts for things, extremes like you mentioned. You know, you don't want to sort of conflate the right daily weather and the weekly weather with the global climate.
Right. Well, meantime, let's just throw out another congratulations. Buffalo and Watertown, New York have clinched their coldest final week for any year on record. So pat yourself on the back up there. You've had the coldest weather ever. WBUR meteorologist Dave Epstein, thanks as always.
You're welcome, and you have a happy and warm new year.
We'll try.